Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
It's AEW All Out Prediction Warfare. Bang on time. Just when we said it was going to go live on YouTube, it has gone live with no delays. We're here to go through the AEW card and give predictions, but there's more than just predictions at stake. There's a jam, that championship at stake. To my left, the challenger. He was hand-picked by the champion, because he's so bad at predicting. He is a former two-time, maybe three-time champion, in fact, Oliver Davis. How are you feeling?
Confident. I won a pub quiz on Tuesday night where there was a bonus question for 2 points. Anagram. He reads out all the letters. There's like 20 letters. And everyone's like, what's this? And he says, I just want you to, before he even finished the last letter, Benedict Cumberbatch. The whole room was like, is that guy like Rain Man or something?
Wow.
And I got it right. And I think that's the sort of skills I need to win that back.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any other skill that you need as opposed to knowing the name Benedict Cumberbatch. To my right...
Don't give away my casino battle royal pick.
To my right, he is your reigning, defending, Jam That Champion, one half of Lost Intangibles, Wrestle Boy, Chopper Pete Quinnell. How are you, Jemp?
I am pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good. I've basically already won.
Would you say that you are the most popular Jemp, that champion we've ever had here at WrestleTalk?
Obviously.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
It's a given.
You handpicked Oliver Davis.
Sure did.
But you got to make that pick because you won Wrestle League.
And not only did I win Wrestle League in the WrestleTalk office, I won Wrestle League overall out of the over 700 people that competed in last season, season 10 of Wrestle League. I came first by 3 points. I was 3 points clear at the top of Wrestle League.
Wow.
That's how good I was last season.
A lot of confidence from you today then.
Easy wins, mate.
Do you know what I've got confidence in, Pete?
Mm.
Beer52.com/wrestle, an excellent, excellent company that sends you excellent, excellent beer. £5.95, you've got to pay for that postage. But apart from that, you get 10 free beers for £5.95, you say? That's right, 10 free beers for £5.95. It's 59p a can. Get them right now. Click that link in the video description down below. They've sponsored us for the last 3 weeks. What a great bunch of people that they are. Mwah, we love them so much. Just as we love each and every single person that is watching this video. So why don't you press that subscribe button if you haven't already and the thumbs up. Right, so let's get into all our predictions. If you are new to the WrestleTalk podcast, this is how championship matches work. The champion gets to pick a match first and they will make their prediction. The challenger has to then take the opposite prediction. Now I know what you're thinking. Just copy Stephen Larson. But we decided that we don't want to just copy someone else. We've come up with our own convoluted system. So, Jemp, please pick your first match.
Well, I'm fairly confident that you, as the holder of the jam in the jar...
Oh, I sure am.
...will not be jamming it in at All Out, because after your announcement at SummerSlam that you have a baby on the way...
True that.
I get the feeling that you're probably not going to, because I don't think you're going to be a heel champion and take the belt away from
you. Well, you think I won't be Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to win... I'm just going to cash in. I'm going to jam it in, win the belt, and then go home for a month.
You are the stereotypical, prototypical babyface of WrestleTalk. Mm. You will not take that title away.
Okay.
So I don't think you're going to jam it in, which means I'm not going to pick what I think will main event the show. I'm not going to pick that first. Because I'm not going to run the risk. Because that was my risk at SummerSlam. Because I got left with John Cena. So you could have jammed it in on me. But you're not going to. Instead, I'm going to go for the AEW World title match, which I don't think will main event. I think it's going to be CM Punk versus Darby Allin, which will be the main event. And Kenny's going to retain. That's my first pick.
So Pete has picked Kenny to retain there. I think that's probably a fairly smart choice.
I think so.
I would have Kenny down to win as well. That leaves you with Christian Cage. He did win the Impact title off him. Do you think he can do it twice?
No. I think Kenny Omega will definitely retain there. Christian Cage wasn't even supposed to be here today. It's obviously meant to be Hangman Page in this slot.
But was it? They've been building this since he came in at Revolution.
Yeah, but, you know, then his wife was about to give birth, reportedly.
Well, no, I'm saying they've been building Christian Cage. Like, I think Tony Khan would argue with you that they've been building this since February.
Well, I think it's quite clearly a Kenny Omega retain. However, I will disagree with you on one part, but I won't put this to the predictions. I do think it will main event the show, because CM Punk and Darby can go semi-main, and then Omega versus Christian... main event, but the true ending of the show.
Very possible.
It's Ruby Soho coming out to make a debut.
Okay, cool. Rich, can I just double check, producer Rich? You know, just double check that the graphics are on the screen?
The graphics are. I don't think Pete's mics were.
Well, no, I mean, it looks like the graphics aren't on screen currently. I'm watching the live view of it now.
Oh, that would be why. Oh,
okay, hold on. There we go.
There we are, folks.
Now we've got graphics on screen.
He had the screens the wrong way round. Classic Rich.
People do that all the time, mate.
What, okay. Pete? What was his pick?
Davis.
Just shout.
I will now shout from now on.
Davis.
Just move this mic out of the way then.
What's your next pick, please?
I think the most predictable... The second most predictable match on the card. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I think this might be the most predictable match, is Britt Baker retaining over Chris Statlander.
Whoa. So, yeah. Okay. That's going to be your choice?
Britt Baker to retain the women's championship.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fair. I mean, I think you're right. I think there is another match that you could have picked to guarantee yourself a point. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
You think Punk, Punk Allen?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'd have picked.
I'm less confident in that than I am Britt Baker retaining.
I think you're handing him points.
Marginally.
I think you're handing him points, but that gives you Chris Statlander.
Cool.
So Statlander, you're not that fussed about?
I think Britt Baker's going to retain, much like the first match. You got Christian Cage, he is whatever. Fine, we're probably going to be 1-1 after those two matches. Not that they're going to happen in that order, but currently, I think on our predictions, we're 1-1.
Okay, well, Pete, let's have your next pick, please.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure that what I think will be the main event is going to be CM Punk and Darby Allin, and I am... fairly confident that CM Punk is going to win this match.
Yeah. Also, you smell terrific.
I don't.
I know. I actually think you do. Davis, you... Hold on. Are you getting your phone out?
No, because you said you'll have the match card on your screen, and you haven't.
And you haven't got that.
There's a match card right over there. I can have it here.
Okay.
It's right there. You were just saying that anyone... You said, before we came on the screen, any podcast that has a mobile phone in shot is the worst podcast in the world.
Yeah, I'd say it looks unprofessional.
Yeah. That and also having papers printed out as well.
Yeah. I don't know where I don't know what I want.
But having a laptop is totally fine.
A good old fashioned laptop.
Anywho.
OHPs, also a tough
Anywho. So, you've now got Darby Allin. But you were just saying then that you don't think it's a done deal?
No. Look, relatively. I'm 99% sure CM Punk is going to win, whereas I'm 100% sure Britt Baker's going to win.
Okay, I see.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So, yeah, Darby Allin, you know, if he wins, I think that's the wrong result. And I think Pete should get the point there.
Yeah. So, you're up next. What match would you like to pick? I've got a match card on screen for you now if you'd like to have a look.
I know what
but
match
you just
is
clicked
it
off it!
There are two matches that I'm still confident on.
Yeah.
So I know you're probably going to pick one and I'm going to pick the other.
Because that's the other thing as
and
well.
Then it goes to you.
Pete said before we started recording, there's only five matches that he's got confidence in.
Yeah, which we're now approaching the end of.
Yeah.
I am going to go for my... the fourth round pick, I am going to choose Paul White to beat QT Marshall.
That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly solid pick.
Yeah.
I mean, QT Marshall never wins.
No.
It's Paul White's big
Baby
match, you could say, on the big show.
But what about the ass, Bill?
Of course. The ass man could interfere.
The ass turned heel on Dynamite.
A heel
sure
ass.
Yeah.
The heel ass bill.
Yeah.
Could exactly actually give you a point here. Give QT Marshall could pin Paul White.
It's
here.
Time for QT Marshall to get a big win on a big stage.
Oh, what have I done?
Oh, actually, now that
oh,
you said
no.
That, now that we've got heel ass and the heel ass club, I think QT Marshall has spent this whole feud going adoy and being punched in the face and being jobbed out. I wonder, is this going to be Paul White eating the pin, staring at the lights?
Alternatively, this is just a lot of people for Paul White to beat up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is also very possible.
Yeah, more people to do the roles with. Yeah.
But genuinely, Colton Gunn is the most protected person in the company.
But now he's turned heel, so now you can start jobbing him out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Because QT, you need to be kept strong for the dart circuit.
I think out of the two matches that I'm fairly confident on, that being one of them, I would have picked the other one first. This is what I'm going to pick next.
In case anyone hasn't heard our AEW podcast, someone messages him saying, "Is anyone else thinks the QT Marshall looks like a darts player?"
He does.
And
he
does.
Totally
does. Look like a darts
does
player.
Look like
a
really does.
180 matches without a win. Okay, Pete, please pick a match for me.
John Moxley is going to be Satoshi Kojima.
I think that is a pretty solid choice, Davis. That gives you Kojima. How do you feel about it? It's not Hiroshi Tanahashi, is it?
No.
No.
No horseshoe for you.
No horseshoe, I'm afraid.
Moxie should have a match on the card. I don't know how I imagine the reason he's got facing a New Japan guy is because then he can make that a part of the story to eventually get Tanahashi. So this is definitely a stepping stone for that. Ergo, vis-a-vis, John Moxley wins.
Squid pro row.
Do you think we're going to get Tanahashi on this show?
No, because he's wrestling
the
night before.
It would be very silly
if
you'd have done this, because you couldn't do Moxley versus Tanahashi, and then Tanahashi came out for the match.
But the United States is technically in the past compared to Japan.
Yep.
So if you fly backwards from Japan, remember Hulk Hogan's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Could happen.
Hey, I mean, Jericho made it to All In after doing a gig.
It's true.
Maybe Horseshoe could do the same thing.
It's possible.
Come out dressed like Pentagon Jr.
Be a bit weird, but yeah.
Okay, so that is... That was your
that
pick,
was
wasn't
me
it?
That got... I picked Moxley.
Davis, please, give me a pick.
Now we go to the ones that I don't really know.
Give me a pick.
There's some that I'm more confident in, but here is some that I don't know.
Here is what you've got left. You have got the 10-man tag, you've got the Casino Women's Battle Royal, you have got Jericho MJF, you've got Miro Kingston, and the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros.
It's very tough. I mean, and that's, like, well done, AEW, for creating such a strong card where multiple things could happen. I'm going to go for a Miro retention.
I think that's smart.
That's probably what I would have gone with.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
For the TNT title.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Kingston stands a chance?
He does have a chance, yes. I wouldn't have him go over here. I would have the story build up more. Maybe he goes over in New York if they are going to do that. If he is going to go over at all, or it could just be Miro gets a big win.
Yeah.
Which is also totally possible.
Just a bit of fantasy booking.
Mm.
How do you build that rematch in 3 weeks' time? You do it via Miro potentially cheating to win, who has just had their non-compete clause expire, but his wife, who he frequently mentions in promos. So maybe CJ Perry turns up.
Mm-hmm. Or Ruby Soho.
Or it could be Ruby Soho. Da-da-da-da.
Good pick. Pete, give me another one, please.
I don't want to.
Well, that's how the game works, I'm
afraid. Yeah, I know. Okay.
What a champion.
I think out of these, because I really don't know about Young Bucks versus Lucha Bros, I really don't know between Jericho and MJF. Women's Battle Royal, 21 people in it. Hard to pick. I'm going to go for the 10-man tag team match, and I'm going to have the babyfaces win. Cassidy, Taylor, Yuta, and Jurassic Express.
That is being the Harmley, the Harmley family, family compounds, dealio, whatever they're called.
Office.
Someone actually messaged me just after the AEW stream because I was talking about how this Orange Cassidy Matt Hardy feud has been hilariously one-sided.
Yes,
Orange Cassidy. So someone actually got in touch with me on the old Twitter machine to say. Great review as always. Just on the HFO Best Friends feud, Orange Cassidy has defeated all of them in singles and will face Private Party solo soon, I guess. Best Friends are currently leading 7-5 in terms of the... So you either think it's going to go 8-5 or have you handed this man some points so they can make it 7-6?
Possible.
How do you feel?
You know how I said they booked a really strong card and there's loads of directions, you know, Jericho could genuinely retire. MJF could feasibly lose. I buy into all of it. This one, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, so that's it for this one.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
I do. It's a genuine 50-50, but not an intriguing 50-50. It's a pre-show match.
Yeah.
It's a pre-show match.
It'll be fun.
And I don't think it will affect the programming too much depending on who wins, which is why it's really hard to call. Because it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
I'll just hear Orange Cassidy have another singles match, that it'll win.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Davis, back round to you. You have now got left the Casino Battle Royale, Jericho MJF, or the Bucks Lucha Bros.
I'm gonna go with my heart.
Uh-oh. Is it always Penta?
Because Rey Fénix was pinned on the go-home episode of Dynamite by the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a cage.
Yep.
The Elite can't interfere. Many other titles I don't think are changing hands. So we're going to get a tag title change to the Lucha Bros inside a steel cage to set up a feud with Santana and Ortiz.
So we have got you picking the Lucha Bros there.
With Conan.
Producer Rich was off screen there doing the Oh, very nice, Rich. I mean, that's a big pick. Big pick. Because I don't know. For me personally, obviously, my opinion doesn't really matter. It doesn't really count in all of this. No. I don't know, though.
I mean, you're still competing in Wrestle League. Your opinion still matters.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go on this, though. You and I were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
And I had... Like, if this was Jurassic Express, I'd have said slam dunk Jurassic Express. Now that it's the Lucha Bros, I'm so much unsure. And I wonder if this cage match... We were so on the AEW podcast. They like to zig when we think they're going to zag. This seems so clear that it's a Lucha Bros win.
I don't
that
think
it could lead to a Young Bucks. I did say this is how you could debut Adam Cole and have him join the Super Elite.
Yeah.
Pete, you have got the Bucks. Do you think this has given you a point? Or do you think... Would you have picked the Lucha Bros?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know what I would have picked if it was me. I am going back and forth on my own Wrestle League pick between Bucks and Lucha Bros because I can't land on this one because I feel like all the other titles that are currently being held by heels are going to be retained.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a really good title change to have, but also you could balance that out by having all the heels win because you're going to have CM Punk win later. Like, that's a huge, like, feel-good moment. You can have a lot of the other stuff, like, you know, the 10-man tag on the pre-show. Hey, babyface. Paul White. Hey, babyfaces. And then you can have, you know...
But the ass.
Shock debuts. Hey, babyfaces. So you could get away with having a load of heel champions win, but still have it be a feel-good show.
Mm-hmm. Especially if there's a Bryan Danielson at the end of it.
Exactly. Or an Adam Cole. Or something like that. So
Ruby Soho.
I'm okay with having Young Bucks.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
I also apologize for me breaking down and laughing there. Rich just mimed someone throwing a dart. And it made me laugh. Right, okay, so that is your pick. That means we go back to the Jamp. Your options are Jericho MJF or the Casino Battle Royale. Which way are you going to go, Jamp?
I think the Casino Battle Royale is easier to predict than Jericho MJF.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But
or am
well,
I?
Well, I have a certain pick for the Casino Battle Royale because I have a theory surrounding it.
Yeah. We'll go with that one then.
But I don't.
I've got a Stone Cold pick one, but I don't know which one I'm going to go with
as
next.
In, I've done my pick for Wrestle League, all right? That's different. Uh-huh. This is different. This is for the title, all right? Don't judge me.
A little bit, though.
Screw it. Chris Jericho is going to win.
Oh!
Yeah.
The big balls on Pete has gone with the Jericho win.
I think it's a bait and switch. I think they've done the whole retirement tour. Jericho's promo with the tears in the eyes, but oh, this is going to be the end. It's not. He's going to win, and everyone's going to be like, yay, we get to keep singing Judas.
I mean...
I'm not confident with that pick at all.
Up until yesterday, I would have said that Jericho was a lock to win. Until that episode of Dynamite made me reconsider. So I was giving you MJF... If this was you picking, who would you have picked?
Even with the JR crying on the go-home promo, which I think is what really pushed us both over, like, oh, maybe Jericho is retiring. I think it's Jericho. He's a genius. It's a work. I would have gone with Jericho not retiring. So Jericho winning.
Okay.
But I've got MJF.
Well, and it also gives you the Casino Battle Royale. So let's run through, because impressively, people dog on AEW and their women's division. And I actually openly mocked them when they announced 21 names. And I said, I don't think Tony Khan can name 21 women. It turns out they've actually filled 19 slots already.
Well, Impact's a great thing.
So we have got Nyla Rose.
NWA's great.
Got Nyla Rose, Thunder Rosa, The Bunny, Big Swole, Julia Hart, Ty Conte, Diamante, Penelope Ford, Red Velvet, Hikaru Shida, Emi Sakura, Jade Cargill, Kira Hogan, Abaddon, Layla Hirsch, Killian King, Rebel, Jamie Hayter, Anna Jay, TBD1, and TBD2.
And those are different picks.
They are different
picks.
You
can't just say TBD because that is two picks.
And that is in the order of that they come out. So yes. The Joker presumably will be TDD 2.
Yes.
Which means TDD 1.
TBD.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Will be in one of the suits.
Yes. Probably.
Rumored names. Obviously, Daniel Bryan.
Let's read his music.
Yeah, exactly.
Buddy Matthews, Ruby yep. Soho, mm-hmm. and The Inspiration with two eyes.
Mm. So the Iconics.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously there are two TBDs in there.
Yeah.
Lana. CJ yeah, Perry.
Lana's another one. Yeah, so there are. There's also could be, I don't know, Camille from NWA.
Yeah,
could be champion. Someone from Impact. Could be, yeah. you know, a Deonna Purrazzo, a Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people that this could be. But you get to pick here. And you get first pick. You've got 21 names to pick from.
Yes, I do.
It's almost, as if the champion would have picked this first. Yeah. But it's been handed to you.
What do you got?
Well, no, it's a smart one because... You know, we might have different ones, but
yeah,
I guess the probably. Key is in choosing Pete's pick mm. to screw him over.
So what do you
but
think?
What,
my,
is
what do you think my theory
well,
is?
Well, he's got his theory, mm. which I think is a Joker surprise person.
You reckon?
I think if you've got a theory about mm-hmm. AEW's women's division, which mm-hmm. famously has nothing to create theories about, mm-hmm. you're probably going off vignettes posted to Twitter.
Maybe.
And that's what Ruby Soho's been doing.
She certainly has been. So is the former Vanessa Bourne as well, mm-hmm. FYI.
However, if Ruby Soho debuts... look, I'll just put my... I'm going to put it out in front streaks. Doesn't matter. It's not coming back to me. I think Thunder Rosa's going to win.
Okay.
We're finally going to get... Because the winner gets a title shot. We can finally start Baker Rosa. However, I think Meltzer said last... week that's a plan for next year because of course it freaking is. Why would they do the hottest program anytime soon?
No, oh, no, you gotta wait a year.
Stretch it out.
Stop tapping the stretch table.
It. Stretch it out.
Do you want to hear what the chat is saying?
No, I want to do this by myself.
People are saying Thunder Rosa, Abaddon, Chelsea Green,
mm-hmm.
Tessa Blanchard.
No.
Deonna Purrazzo, Jordan Grace, Mickie James, AJ Lee has been said as a shout, Braun Strowman, Penelope Ford, you alright? You trying to make fart noises with
make
your
make your pick, Ollie. Goodness me.
Ruby Soho.
He's okay. Going with Ruby Soho, but you... So you have...
Oh, wait, no. You have to pick TBD1 or TBD2. You can't pick the actual person, right?
He is right.
Technically correct. If you think she's going to be the Joker, then TBD2.
TBD2.
Cool.
What were you going to go for?
So my theory. In the history of AEW, the casino battle royals that they've done generally aren't the biggest winners. It's not like this is going to be the next huge title contender. This is going to be...
Hangman Page says otherwise.
Sure. Generally speaking, they have people like Jungle Boy win. And they're going to do a title match, not at Full Gear, not next year, just on Dynamite sometime.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do Thunder Rosa winning this, because I don't think it's going to be Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker on a Dynamite. So I don't think she's winning here. I think they're going to have some babyface that is popular that will then challenge Britt Baker for the title on a Dynamite and lose. So I think it's going to be someone like Anna Jay. Is going to win.
God damn, that's a good pick.
So you're going with Anna Jay.
Anna Jay
just made her big return
exactly.
to Dynamite this past week.
Yes.
It's actually not the worst show in the world.
I think that's a very good pick.
Would say though, if I was to share my opinion on this, I think that Bunny, Ford, Jay, and Conti are going to cancel themselves out. Because I think they're going to have a tag match thing, which I don't think, which for me, I think would write out those four as potential winners.
And that's why I think they also did the Jade Cargill, Nyla Rose, Thunder Rosa mm-hmm. stuff in this one to also have that going into the match.
Completely
too.
Agree, yeah.
Yeah, that's my pick, Anna Jay.
Good theory, though. I like the work, Em.
Yeah. I also think Ruby Soho isn't in the Battle Royal.
Really?
I think it's the Inspiration. I think it's the Inspiration. I think Ruby Soho comes out after the title match.
How do you have... two people...
Just have them both be the Joker.
They're not the Joker, they're just in one of the suits. I think the Joker is someone that is already signed.
Yeah. Like Thunder Rosa or something
Yeah, like Thunder
that.
Rosa
yeah.
or something like that.
Or We're all idiots, Jake and it's Red Velvet.
Yeah. Red Velvet again.
Could be. You never know.
She's just hit it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Brandy Rose.
I can't remember when other people got released. I can't remember when non-compete clauses are up.
Are you trying to think of who else has been released?
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez, right? Mercedes Martinez could be one. I would love.
She's already been in AEW.
Yeah,
in a casino battle royale, no less.
Yeah.
I would love it if one of them is Mickie James.
That would be very cool.
That'd be cool.
Because she doesn't have to win. I think it'd be really ace if it's
first round draft pick, Mickie James. Well, we need to do a draft soon, potentially.
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah.
If that's coming
actually
up
could be
in October.
A way to determine a new number one contender.
Yes. Great idea.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks, mate. Well, I think that might bring us to the end. Are you counting, Rich, about how many matches we've done?
Just before.
Rich has just said, I don't know if that got picked up on the mic. Rich was just counting then and then said, Pete's going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Who are your picks?
What's the final score?
I'll stand
then?
By Rich. And Rich can give us his picks.
If I'm winning, what's the final
score? Who you got?
What's the final
I'm fine, thanks.
You do a podcast.
That's okay. What's
Rich,
the score?
What do you think the final score is?
Well, Pete will get about 7, I think.
Yeah! 7-3, I'll take that. Any day of the week.
7-3, that's almost a whitewash.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, before we get out of here, I just want to say.
I mean, we've got to do the odds chat.
Well, yeah, true. Obviously, we've had a lot of fun on this stream.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Almost too much fun.
Do you know where else you can have fun? Do you know what else is fun? Right?
Beer 52.
Strippers.
Beer52.com/wrestle. Not that.
Coke. Cola.
Less.
You said less in the office this. You would be happy if your daughter turned out to be a stripper.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
That was me.
That was actually Luke that said that.
And even then, that conversation was, you said you would be ashamed if one of your children became a sex worker. And I said, you were like, I would cast them out.
I didn't say that.
And
send
them to
a desert
island. And I said, it's fine as long as it makes them happy.
I started a fight. I couldn't finish.
Oh my God. Anyway... What I'm trying to say is doing predictions is really fun. And what you can do is join in with Wrestle League, which is on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Get in your predictions because you compete against all of us and all the other pledgehammers over on Patreon. Oh, God. Thanks.
Well, we do a drunk podcast monthly.
We do.
Which is fun content.
Went up
like
right at the end of August. We've got a brand new episode, which you can... It's more of this, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I just want to say as well, because a lot of people listen to these sort of things and don't take them out of context. Ollie didn't really say that.
No, he didn't.
He said he would subscribe.
I'd find you.
Well, let's get into your...
Speaking of subscribers, subscribe to the WrestleTalk channel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good, Pete. Well done, mate. Nathan Schultz says, with Pac now missing this show, do you think this can factor into a storyline with Andrade and the Lucha Bros, having him come out to celebrate with them after their big title win, playing up that Pac isn't there?
I think that would be a great way to do it, because if it is legitimate travel issues for Pac, this would be a great way to continue that story. That'd be great.
A story built on, he hasn't been booking the limos for us from the airport. Mm. That's good. What, you mean like Andrade comes out to celebrate with them?
With the Lucha Bros.
And the Lucha Bros are like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
really
sort of
nice.
Like looking around, being like,
yeah, and Andrade's like, hey, man, it's great. have a beer.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Charles Berg, the flooding is taken care of. I have a great water vacuum, so I was up until about 2 a.m. dealing with that. Dogs are fine. I usually have them on the house's second story. Should Paul White's gimmick be that he's always a face, but people always turn on him?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah. Dorks of Wrestling, which, in your opinion, is the best AEW pay-per-view so far? I want to provoke my dorkiness to Ollie. Oh, sorry, I want to prove my dorkiness to Ollie. Always fun to see Luke Cohen, D-A-D, as the moderator. Also, hi, Pete. You don't need luck since you're the best. Jam that jam, L-I-W, 444 life.
It didn't say 444, it's just 4 life, so you messed up me doing it in time with the thing because you didn't read it outright.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Thanks, mate.
Best AEW pay-per-view ever?
I thought this year's Double or Nothing was tremendous. Top to bottom was a lot of fun.
Revolution 2020?
Revolution 2020 with the tag match.
Such a good tag match. Orange Cassidy pack.
Full Gear 2018.
And you had Jericho Moxley as well on Revolution. I think Revolution 2020 is probably like considered to be one of the best one.
I'd probably go Revolution.
It's got like two of the best matches that AEW have ever done on the same show. Right?
Yeah. But God, I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
Not actually, Tesco says, methinks there's going to be at least two title changes on the night. Whether it includes our guys is yet to be seen. Keep up the good work, chaps.
Oh, you mean like this could be a title change?
It's not going to be, but well done.
Tenruza, hey again, guys. I'm not ready for Jericho to retire. Punk winning will feel so good. Kenny going full cleaner will be insane. Bucks retaining the classic. Britt wins. Ruby for the win. By the way, it'd be cool to hear Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs and the other song.
I hate that song.
I think that'll be bad.
Yeah, I mean, her name comes from a song. It's the song that's played in the promotional videos that she's been released. Well, I would imagine that's what she would do, as opposed to Ruby, 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 Ruby! But you got a better day off! Pretty sure those are the words. Joseph Ray, hello, mates. Luke, thank you so much for your cameo message yesterday. It really made my birthday feel special, as uneventful as it was. Can I get a happy birthday from Ollie and Pete, please? And if you could share my message with them, much love. Jam that jam. I think I can do, actually.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy Christmas.
Lovely hearing from you, actually. Let me just load up my cameo. Sorry, I've got so many notifications on my cameo.
I'm sure I don't have any.
Sponsored by Beer52, not Luke's cameo.
Beer52.com/wrestle.
I actually currently don't have
10 free craft beers.
I don't have any cameo bookings at the moment. But yeah, he said, the WrestleTalk boys have saved my life more than you know. You guys give me a reason to live. He also loves old horror movies, and we keep him smiling no matter what. That's lovely. Dean Barretton, what I enjoy most about your shows is the top quality sound and production values. And 69 Intangible Sadie Deegan, hey guys, I'm so excited for All Out. I booked Monday off so I can stay up and watch it live. Come on, Pete, you've got this, hun. LIW for life.
Read it wrong again, Luke!
Hope for Pete.
It's 444 life on this one. You messed up my timing again.
Pete, when did you get over? Why isn't anyone saying Pete?
No, I think this is more like Andy needs merch levels of over.
It's a troll over. I get it.
It's Sadie every time that just says Pete's the best.
There was someone else in there.
Someone else. Who else?
That was a different name.
It was towards the start. Dorks of Wrestling.
I'm over with them as well. I'm over with all the dorks.
I didn't get a single. Go on, Ollie.
It's because you're really bad at prediction, so no one thinks you can win.
People love an underdog.
See, there's an underdog, and then there's just bad.
We had a Memberg as well.
Swizzlestick 97. 97 and Matt Olson. Thank you for becoming Membergs. You can get some bonus crap on this channel. You can also get crap from beer52.com/wrestletalk. It's a wonderful, wonderful service.
Forward slash wrestle.
Get yourself 10 free craft beers. Delicious free craft beers, I should add as well. These two will be tucking into them on the All Out stream. I'm incredibly jealous because I'm not going to be watching All Out live, but I will be reviewing it on the Monday afterwards. You can also join Pete and not Tempest, with Andy, actually.
Randy
Datsa makes his return to the SmackDown podcast
big
this Saturday.
Big reunion!
Big reunion to talk about SmackDown, which I imagine will be... I mean, it's Balor versus Reigns.
Yep,
there you go. And then on Sunday, it's the big all-out predictions war come to a head at the all-out live stream reactions. These two are going head-to-head for the Jam That Jam Championship on the Monday. It's the all-out review with me and Oliver Davis. Thanks to producer Rich for all of his hard work keeping this stream running and keeping us in check. We'll see you next time, though, folks. I have been Luke Owen, DAD. That has been the challenger, Oliver Davis, and that has been the champion, Pete Quinnell. Jam That Jam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership.
Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.